This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation.
Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to Ty Bollinger. Hello, Ty Bollinger.
Hello, RSB. How are you, good buddy?
Doing well, man. Always looking forward to, you know, the highlight of the week when we get to hang out together and wear our cutoff T-shirts or tuxedo shirts, whatever it is we do, and have a good old time.
Yeah, very, very good time, man. Have you been traveling?
Even when I don't travel, it feels like I'm traveling.
Some reason, I thought you were traveling.
I was, but I don't know where I was. Now I know I'm here. But the thing was, today I was discombobulated. That's the word of the day. Because, my son Elijah has, track and cross country, and they're trying to stay in shape over the summer. And some numbnut had an idea. Hey, why don't we run at 6 in the morning? Because it's nice and cool then compared to the rest of the day.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. So I get this knock on my head. Dad, time to go. Well, actually, it was like 45 minutes before it was time to go. I'm like,
oh, you're talking about Elijah.
Yes, yeah, okay. I know. Yeah, I'm like, who's knocking on my head, right? Yes. And so I take him there, and wasn't the longest thing. And I think I'm going to go back to sleep. And I get a call like 20 minutes later. Come and get me. I'm done. I'm like, man, you know, next time you're riding your bike. And so I did a little bit of tough love, I think, for next time.
He got up. He got you up to take him to go run?
Yeah, because it was meeting at a school where everybody else was going to go running. Yeah, so it was like a group run. And I'm not liking that.
Continue and run home.
Dad, yeah, that's the next step. Yeah, next episode. If he doesn't ride his bike there, he's running all the way home. So I got to work on that. If not, I'm sending him up to you.
Isn't that kind of the equivalent of taking a car to a gym and then riding a stationary treadmill?
That is kind of funny, isn't it? See, yeah. I tried to be a good example while he was younger when I was doing it. I would ride my bike to the boxing gym. I would go work out for an hour, and I would ride my bike home. I'm like, come on. But Dad, I'm a teenager. Yeah, all right, okay.
When I was in kindergarten, I rode my bike 10 miles each way in the snow uphill.
I still don't understand how it could be uphill both ways, but maybe we could check in with the Man-Bear-Pig. No, that was last hour.
I heard the Man-Bear-Pig. That was funny.
Oh, my gosh. And the thing was, obviously, that was a South Park spoof, but the real story is the pig-human hybrid to grow organs that they think will somehow be isolated as human organs in a pig. I just don't know where they get these ideas.
Well, and this is not anything new. They've had the idea about chimeras, chimeras, however you say it, the half human, half animals, or partial human, partial animals, for a long time. I mean, I remember first reading about that back in maybe a decade ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and by the time they talk about it, we know that's been going on for a long time. Decades,
You know it. And the closest I want to get to a chimera is to drive in a Camaro. I can do that.
As a matter of fact, when Charlene and I got married, that was our first cool car. Charlene already had a Camaro Z28 when we got married. So
she had a Camaro Z28?
She did, and it had a Corvette engine. I mean, that thing would hum.
Oh my gosh.
Needless to say, we always drove that around instead of my car. My car was a 1981 Datsun 280ZX. It was before they merged with Nissan, so it was a Datsun 280ZX.
No,
it was
that's cool.
A muffler. Dude, it was a cool car originally, but mine was missing a muffler and was pretty much falling apart. I think I bought it for $700. So,
dude, the ZXs, they were the ones that were starting to talk to you. The car
they were back really, to the bone.
Yeah, they were. And I think, if I didn't know that you have true love with your lovely wife, Charlene, I would say, were you dating her for her car at the time? But no, I know it was more than that.
It's funny, our first date, as a matter of fact, I remember we were we went out to eat at a Mexican restaurant in San Antonio, and before we went, we both lived right at the same place, and so I said, do you think we could take your car instead of mine? And she said afterwards, she was so relieved that we took her car.
You know, my uncoolest car that I ever had was a Datsun 510, four-door hatchback. A 510. Go look it up. It's like, probably it's a collector car by now, but man, oh man, it was the uncoolest car ever. But I started with cool ones. I started with a 1969 Chevelle Super Sport, and then I traded it for a 1971 or 72 240Z. 240Z.
Okay, 240Z.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was hard to keep that thing on the road. I'm just lucky to be alive. That thing was crazy, the little Japanese rockets of that time. Anyway, then after that I got sensible, but for a little while. But it was like I was totally not cool after that.
Well, I've got to tell you one more car story. Since we're talking about car stories, it's too funny.
Sure.
I had a car in college, and it was a little, I don't know what it was. It was a little runt car with no air condition, no radio, no nothing. I think it was a Volkswagen Rabbit. It was just a $500-$600 car that I bought. It barely ran, but. My roommates would laugh about me driving that car because we lived right next to a guy that drove a really fancy Mustang, convertible Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, if you remember the song by Vanilla Ice, the Ice Ice Baby?
Yes.
Now, you remember one of the lines? It was rolling in my 5.0. I got my T-tops down so my hair can blow. Remember that?
Yes.
I'm not the greatest rapper. I can hear Super Don laughing. Now, they changed it for me when I would go out in my car because I always have to roll my windows down to get any air because I didn't have an air condition. And so they would say, for me, the song was rolling in my .50. I got my vent on high so my hair can blow.
That's funny. A .50. That's
point
really
.50.
And I didn't
have an air condition, so I just had a vent. Remember the cars that didn't have ACs back then? They just had a vent
and it blew
hot air.
But were you in Texas at the time?
I was in Waco, Texas at Baylor.
Wow, it's amazing you kept any weight on at all.
That's why I was so lean in college, man.
Yeah, that explains
sweated all the time in the car.
Yeah, easy weight loss. Go to Texas, have no air conditioning. You're all set. You will sweat it out.
Drive from Waco to Dallas, you lost 10 pounds.
No infrared sauna necessary. Now, okay, TMB, we got to get into some health stories. The health of the nation at stake. We talked about Hillary Clinton getting the nomination, looks like, for the Democratic Party. She's the GMO candidate. In fact, she is a GMO. Nobody really wants her. It's like the GMOs, nobody wants them. They've just been marketed and paid, and it's payoffs and bribes and all of that stuff. But Mike Adams, the health ranger, wrote a great article the other day. You are America's immune system against political corruption, media malfeasance, and government criminality, and you've just been activated. And we've got a big Constitution class coming up the July 9th and 10th here. Michael Badnarik, my good buddy, the 2004 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, is coming to town. And I think this is really, as we head toward Independence Day, we've got to talk about the human American as the immune system of this country.
I love it, man. It's a great analogy that Mike makes because he says that the cancer of this country is corruption, specifically, you know, political corruption, corruption with the regulators, EPA, FDA, CDC. That is our cancer, and we, as the people, can stand up and unite as one as an immune system to crush that cancer, to take care of that cancer the way the body's supposed to. I love the analogy, man. I don't know where Mike gets these analogies, but I tell you, the guy's brilliant.
Dude, it's amazing, and his new, you know, his lab is now ISO certified to, you know, universal status. It's incredible.
I saw that yesterday. Yeah, awesome.
Pretty amazing. But the idea here is that we might, and like the team from Vax, right? I finally got to meet Dell Bigtree, and we were with Polly and Andy Wakefield the last few days when they were in town. And absolutely terrific. And Dell is on fire. I mean, he's talking about. The only thing I didn't correct him, but I would, is on this democracy thing. I think everybody gets it wrong in democracy, but okay, I get the spirit of what he's saying.
Right.
But the idea that we are the defense here, we've got to stop operating in fear. That is what is controlling us. That is what manipulates us. If you believe that the Zika virus is going to get you, then you say, okay, inject me with whatever, spray me with whatever, I'm afraid of the virus. We should be afraid of the people bearing needles and chemicals, synthetic chemicals. That would be an appropriate fear to keep you alive, but then push them back because they're really afraid of you figuring this thing out.
Yeah, they really are. And by the way, I love the pictures of you down there with the guys, with Andy and Dell. Looks like you had a blast.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really great, and the turnout was terrific. There's so many kids that were there, and of course the heartfelt stories you got of the families that didn't know in time, and their children were harmed in this way. And that film backs. I think they've extended the run in the three Florida theaters, the Regal theaters, for another week, which is a good sign. If it continues to go well for this next week, it could roll out nationwide at Regal, the second largest chain. So we're hoping for that.
That's awesome, man. I really hope for that. I hope for the best for those guys. They are really out. You know, they're burning the candle at both ends. The tour that they have slated is just incredible. You know, on the road, away from their families, just trying to get the word out and wake people up. And so I'm so glad that it's going well for them. And by the way, totally different subject. I love the green shirt, dude. Picture of you with Seth Quinto and Theo and...
The whole fam there.
Yeah, the whole fam. That's a cool green shirt, man.
Super Don says I'm trying. Oh yeah, Super Don said that I was trying to compete with your what was that multicolored shirt? You had the amazing Technicolor dream coat or something.
It was like a paisley something or another. Yeah, but no, I love the shirt. Looks awesome.
So if we get together and wear those side by side, I think the room will explode.
Yeah, that would be a great picture. That'd be a great picture. Because you know why? Because it'd take the focus off of our faces.
Yes, exactly. I told Super Don off the air, I said, you know, I was wearing that because a lot of people are evidently being eaten by alligators nowadays in Florida. It's that season again. And so I figure if I dress like an alligator, the alligators will leave me alone.
You fooled him. You fooled the alligators. That's exactly right. That's what you got to do.
Oh, man, nothing like fashion statements, because we're both that. If anything, we're definitely walking fashion statements.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's good or bad. It depends on the day. Sometimes if Charlene dresses me properly, I'm a good fashion statement. But then, you know, when we get together and we sneak into Atlanta Braves baseball games,
right.
You know, maybe not the fashion statement.
I just wonder, on those days when she dresses you funny, have you done something wrong? Is she upset with you for anything?
No, those are the days that I dress myself.
I figured as such. She didn't see you leaving the house if you going, Ty, what are you wearing?
No, you ain't
leaving this house.
She wouldn't let me out of the house in that. I have to sneak out the back door.
All right, Super Don, this show is definitely discombobulated with Ty Bollinger. I'm having too much fun.
Yeah, there's kind of an ongoing theme here, isn't there, for the entire show?
I blame you, my friend.
You got to do this once in a while, though, you know?
Well, you know, when you have a crazy morning like I had, waking up and trying to go, forget it. I'm not even going to go there. All right, we talked about the humans of America being the immune system. We talked about the upcoming Constitution class. We've got some other stories we want to cover. And I think the scam of double-blind placebo-controlled studies is probably pretty interesting. And, you know, we talk about the gold standard in science. Ty Bollinger has uncovered the fact that a lot of the so-called cancer cures, that are not cancer cures, of course, chemo, etc., if they've been tested in this gold standard way and people are dying anyway, what's the point? We'll get into that and some more cancer stories with Ty Bollinger after the break, and upcoming events as well. RobertScottBell.com, take it to CancerTruth.net, as well as The Truth About Cancer. It's all in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Double blind, placebo control, crossover, multi-center trials, the gold standard or not. Really, they try to eliminate placebo impact to say our drug really does work. It's really going to cure you or kill you. And we're not sure until it gets to market. Well, this story by Mike Adams at Natural News is another great one because it points out that these double blind trials, you know how the people know that are in the studies that they're getting the real drug? This is classic. Did you get to read this, TMB?
I've skimmed it, yeah. I haven't gotten the whole thing, though.
Yeah, they realize they're getting the real drug when they start experiencing horrific side effects. And then they go, oh, I'm getting the real drug. And then so that impacts the placebo effect because, oh, I'm getting the drug. So even though I feel rotten, it must be working because I know I'm getting the real drug. Hooray for me. So it's a fascinating level or layer of understanding of how these so-called double-blind placebo-controlled studies aren't what they say they are.
Well, they're not what they say they are. And first of all, let's explain to people what's a double-blind placebo study. Let's go back to the basics. So I think maybe we probably have listeners that don't understand what that is. So let's explain that to them. If you have a double-blind placebo-controlled study, what it means is some of the people in the study, some of the participants, are given a placebo, a fake treatment, and the double blind means that the researchers and the participants don't know who that is, right? So they're both blind. So that's what a double blind placebo study is. And so what Robert is saying and what this article is saying is that the participants begin to know that they've gotten the real thing because they get negative side effects. So then it skews the results.
Yeah, exactly. And even before that, which is another brilliant perspective on this, it also impacts the outcome of the study if you like the research conductor, whoever the doctor is that's giving you the medicine, or if you
right.
don't like them. So that you can never totally eliminate the human element, the mind-body connection, the emotions
right.
on this thing. And you know,
and
what
he,
is...
Go ahead. You know, one of the interesting things, though, Robert, sorry to cut you off there. I had a little bit of a delay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting things about this is that if you remember our good buddy Dr. Buttar in The Quest for the Cures, he says, why is it that if we have a placebo effect where somebody is healed because they took a sugar pill but they thought that it was something other than sugar and it healed them, why is that poo-pooed? Why is that not praised? Why, if you can heal someone with a placebo, which is the power of their mind, why is not everybody trying to do that?
Mm-hmm. And
no?
Also, the basis of science, of course, is observation. And
right.
if you observe that the placebo effect is real, which is more real than ever, and we've talked about them having to modify studies to basically guarantee that the drug has a bigger impact than the placebo, because the placebo is such a large effect that it's very difficult for these drug manufacturers to achieve beyond placebo impact. And you know, as you said, to your point, why wouldn't that be praised? Why wouldn't that be embraced? It's simply because how do they patent the placebo and sell it for $1 trillion? It ain't happening. The business model wouldn't support it.
Yep. Yep, that's right. And you know, we do look back to the business model in these scenarios and these stories that we deal with every week, every day for you. Look, you know, follow the money, and you see the money trail, and you understand why decisions are being made and why certain companies are pushing certain products that actually are harming people rather than helping them. It's all about money. And people don't understand that. People do not say, they still don't realize this, many. Not our audience by any means. Our audience is in the know and can really understand that the bottom line is controlling these decisions. But a lot of people that are out there that don't listen to our show, that are following the mainstream, they just don't get that yet.
Yeah, it hasn't filtered all the way through. And, you know, Vax the movie is doing some great work because they're also talking about the fact that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies, whether you believe in them or not, that are done or conducted to determine safety or efficacy of vaccines. It's very minimal so-called science, and as we know from the CDC, the science is fudged so that they eliminate the very real link between these vaccines and autism and other neurological disorders.
Yeah, you know, the amount of scientific fraud and research fraud that is perpetrated just on a daily basis is staggering. I mean, it really is honestly, I'm dumbfounded that anybody believes anything that mainstream medicine tells us anymore, with the amount of times that they've been caught mm-hmm. with research fraud, with the CDC withholding facts, not letting people know about the link between MMR and autism and so forth. It's just absurd to me that we believe anything they say.
Well, and that's why we do Outside the Box every week here with Ty Bollinger. And we're going to go with the truth about cancer, TTAC, a major event in October in Dallas, Texas. And for those of you who missed our announcement a few weeks back, we're going to remind you, get you ready, tell you how to be ready for when the tickets become available, because it will sell out very quickly. And we want you to be able to go. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Which is the only way I can tolerate Hillary's laugh, to hear it through Scooby-Doo's interpretation. Okay, now I'm happy, I'm satisfied, we can move on.
You made me laugh, Raggy.
Rah, rah, roof, roof, roof. All right, so a Scooby snack for everybody. Now, the ultimate Scooby snack would be to be able to attend the TTAC conference. And again, we're going to have to, some of our listeners heard it a few weeks ago when we released it. First time anywhere as far as this is upcoming. Now, tickets are not really available yet, and I'm afraid that because of the list you have that's going out all over the world, that by the time we announce the tickets are available, it's kind of like, you know, the Rolling Stones in concert. It sells out the next moment, right? If they still do, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. So I want to be sure that people are on the email list at The Truth About Cancer, because we have, of course, the link. There's a picture of Ty in the notes every day, in fact, where you can just click it. It'll take you there if you're not already on the list. But tell everyone, when is this conference and how many people are allowed to attend? Because they realize that they've got to, just the moment it goes on sale and they'll get that email, they got to react.
Yeah, it's October 14th through 16th in Dallas at the Gaylord Texan Hotel. And it will be, it's going to be 3 days that you won't forget. I mean, this is going to be the health event of the decade, I think. The list of speakers is incredible. But the way that you're going to be able to know when the tickets go on sale is just to go to our website, to thetruthaboutcancer.com, and then just sign up, put your name and your email in on a free subscription list, and then you'll get an email when we put them up for sale. And then, hopefully we have 1,500 people. That's the max.
I see.
And you know, our list is pretty big. It's well over a million people. So I'm afraid they're going to sell out relatively quickly. We had the option. We thought about doing it like in a basketball arena or something with, you know, maybe 10,000 or 12,000 people. But mm-hmm. that really detracts from the experience that you'll have if you're at the event. I mean, we wanted it to be enough people to where, you know, we could hobnob with some of our heroes,
right?
You know, but if you have 10,000 people, you're not going to be close enough to even see. So we tried to draw that line. It's very expensive for us to put it on in a place like the Gaylord Texan Hotel and to do it right. And so, but we wanted to make sure that we had it in a location that the people could actually be able to talk to and see and hear and, you know, mix and mingle with their health heroes. And so that was the number we came up with. So it's not a lot of tickets.
Wow. So I said, I'm not kidding around here. When we talk about a few tickets, you're going to have to act on it at the moment. You can't think about it. So think about it now before they go on sale if you're going to want to do it, because you're going to have to jump on it. So there you go. And the speakers list, I mean, I don't know if 100% of the people that were in The Truth About Cancer are going to be there, but man, oh man, the heaviest of the heavy hitters involved, all of them will be there.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll just name a few of the people that are going to be speaking. And this is, we have 48 speakers, but, you know, we have Mike Adams and Dr. Mercola are going to be speaking, Dr. Brzezinski, Sayer G., Dr. Josh Axe, Dr. Andy Wakefield, Jordan Rubin, Jeffrey Smith, Jonathan Wright, Drs. Jack and Heather Wolfson will be speaking, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Buttar, Dr. Ben Johnson, Dr. Lee Aaron Keneally, Dr. Patrick Quillen, Casey and Monica Krejci, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tony Jimenez, Dr. Thomas Lodi, Dr. Edward Group. And the list goes on and on and on. So, I mean, it's literally like a who's who of the health world right now. And it'll be the first time that they've all been gathered together in one location. And we're just thrilled to be able to do this for people.
Well, you know, it's just, what are you going to say about it? The moment it goes for sale, it'll sell out. So get ready, folks. Other little events, we've got our Constitution class coming up July the 9th and the 10th here in town. That's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, maybe, you know, you could hope for a big Zika scare in Dallas. Maybe that would turn people away. But I have a feeling that the people who are already on the list will know better and see right through the Zika scam, and they'll come anyway.
I think they will anyway. The Zika is a big scam. And by the way, I didn't mention, of course, Robert Scott Bell speaking. Any place that we are, Robert Scott Bell will be there speaking with us. So, yeah,
I'll be doing Yoda impersonations.
He's one of our keynotes.
Mm-hmm. the
homeopathic medicine is with you.
So we'll see where it goes from there, man, and what we'll wear. Hopefully it won't be too bright that blinds people. So we'll figure out our wardrobes between now and then. Really exciting things that are happening.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you mentioned Zika virus, though. But, I mean, I don't have the article open right now, but I know that Mike's written on the Zika virus. And the bottom line is that a lot of these symptoms that are being, you know, that we're seeing down there, you know, the microcephaly and so forth, those are things that are caused by the larvicide that's being sprayed, not by the mosquitoes.
Yeah, so, that is the number one on the list there. And you know what's cool? Del Bigtree, of course, one of the producers of Vax, he's saying it in these Q&As. He's like going, dude, look what's happening here. They're making this stuff up. So it's not just us, and we're not alone saying this stuff anymore.
It's good to feel like you're not alone, isn't it? You know, and you know, I mean, It sounds funny, but that's really empowering, I think, for us to be able to know that there's other people out there that see things the way that we do, and that we're not nuts, we're not crazy, we're not alone. And, you know, I think that's just, to go back to our conference in October, I think that's just one of the cool things, that we're in a position to be able to get all these people together and let them know, man, this is a big team effort, and we're not alone. You're not alone. We're all teaming up together to get the truth out there. So, and that's why it's just so exciting to us.
I was just thinking, we're all nuts. We're all crazy. It wasn't just me and you.
We all flew over the cuckoo's nest.
No, but it's good. It's like when you're the only one in the room and they all say you're crazy, it's actually the other way around. You're seeing a reality that they're afraid to see. But, of course, many people are now waking up because of the pain, the suffering, the loss of the loved ones, just like you've had, I've had, we've had, and, of course, with the vaccination issue. And so coming together, yes, it is comforting. It's uplifting. It's loving. It really is that vitamin L that we bring as well. But it's empowering more than anything else. And, of course, that's the exciting thing for me. And it has been since I started this. And I tease about it. It's like, well, now I'm not the weird guy anymore. But I'm just happy. The more people that come on board and bring these empowering messages, it's more exciting, not less.
Oh, it is. And Robert, you've been doing it probably as long as anybody else that I know. And, you know, that's just why it's such an honor and so fun to be teamed up with you each week. And in this, the Truth About Cancer series, and then the traveling and lecturing. I mean, it's just... it's fun because, you know, there's different personalities of people, of course. Everybody's got their own kind of slant on life, and you're fun. And it's fun to be around fun people, and it's fun. You know, laughter is contagious, and, you know, the Bible says a joyful heart is good medicine. And, man, it's just fun to have fun, and it really does promote overall health when you're having a good time at it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can rap when you get on stage. We heard you earlier.
I better not try to rap. We might have everybody leave upon opening ceremony.
Wait a second. They didn't say he was going to rap. I'm out of here. So I'll muscle him back in. Don't worry. I'll be working out.
I'm going to call myself Grandmaster MC.
Okay. Grandmaster MC. What will Super John be then?
Robert, you have a very short memory.
What short memory do I have?
You don't remember your little rapping thing that you did at Autism One?
I didn't. No.
You did the human beatbox when you were at Autism One. You forgot all about that, didn't you?
I was hoping everybody was going to forget that.
I'm
going
to post it on Facebook right now. People need to be reminded of this. Yes.
Jeez, now I'm
happening.
Not... thanks, Super Don, right? See, the barbers are now shaving my eyebrows, and Super Don says I have short-term memory issues. So, yeah, it's getting old. We better get this thing underway.
I want to hear your rap, Robert. That's what I want to hear.
You don't want to hear me rap. I'm just a... you know, see, I say I'm just a cartoon character. There's nothing to be afraid of. And you can listen to this cartoon 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We have the most fun when we get together, of course. TMB each and every week here, going outside the box. Now, on the Zika story, there's nine other things. I mean, it is a fear-based, harmless virus. But, I mean, it's fear-inducing only because the media... trumps up this idea based on faulty science or no science at all, but because they say it, they get away with it, or they have in the past. I feel like a lot of folks are seeing through it more than ever.
Well, you know, I think they are seeing through it more than ever. The thing that's interesting about Zika, you know, number two, is that the Zika infections are mostly harmless. You know, they don't require hospitalization or anything. You will see more damage. Openly admitted, if you watch an hour of television, if you watch the commercials when they advertise the drugs, the side effects for almost every drug that is advertised on TV are way, way, way worse than any of the symptoms of Zika infection.
Yeah, it's true. And then if you look in the journals themselves, it's like most of these scientific journals, the things they're writing about prescriptions written by the pharmaceutical company's own scientists.
Yeah.
And you don't think that's happening here with Zika? When the CDC comes out and says, oh, it is the cause, even though we know it is not, they just kind of wrote it and made it up. The fact is, hundreds of billions of dollars of budget is dependent upon our fear out here in the general public. Don't buy it, because they're going to keep lying to you as long as you're afraid.
Well, Robert, I'm not sure. I don't know that the CDC would ever lie to us. I mean, they've never lied to us before about, let's say, linked with MMR and vaccines and autism, have we? I mean, That was the whistleblower, wasn't it? That was the whole premise of Vaxxed.
Yeah.
And of course they've lied to us. And why would they stop? They're lying liars. Why would they stop?
Well, they were truthful about the Marisol not being a problem, right? Yeah, mercury, no problem. Inject it all you want.
It's no problem, and it's good for you. Somebody call
Paul Offit, you know, or Paul Forson, the guy that was the criminal on the lam, most wanted list, FBI and Interpol, who basically absconded with millions of dollars in grant money from CDC to prove that vaccines had no link to autism.
Yeah. Wasn't that the Denmark study that Thorsten was involved with? Yeah. And so, he's convicted of fraud and flees the country, right?
Mm-hmm. And you got Obama saying we need $1.9 billion for that. And, of course, Hillary, if she's elected, again, the rapid demise of the pharmaceutical states of America, everybody on drugs, everybody forced to get vaccinated. Hillary is the GMO. She's not the GMO candidate. She is the GMO.
She is the GMOT. She is the genetically modified, organized terrorist.
Okay, that's another way of looking at it as well.
She's a terrorist on the people.
Yeah,
you know, she's a tyrant too. She's a T-squared terrorist and a tyrant. I mean, she does not look at the people of the United States. You know, that's the thing, that whether you like, if you're a Democrat or Republican, whoever you like, I mean, the reality is Hillary does not look at the American citizens as humans, as equals. She looks down at everyone and thinks she's better than them. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. That's a fact.
Yeah, well, she's an elitist, as we've heard. And, again, we've been very vocal about that. And if you're offended, that's okay. You can call us up, 866-939-BELL, or send me a nice letter through the website at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMB, who is that comedian that if you were like up in the first few rows, they give you like plastic to wear because he would take a big mallet and smash a watermelon? Remember him?
I don't remember that.
Super Don, you remember that guy?
Oh, God, I totally remember him. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what
Gallagher
was.
Gallagher, yes.
Yeah, everybody used to show up in the front row wearing garbage bags with a hole cut in it for your head because everybody would just get sprayed with smashed watermelon.
Right. So we're not doing that at the TTAC conference, correct? I'm just confirming. We're not doing that.
No, we are not going to smash watermelons with a big mallet. An axe or a mallet or whatever he did. Yeah.
Okay. Just being sure. I want people to wear the appropriate attire. Well, then we're definitely not doing what happened on the So You Think You Can Dance show with Paula Abdul. They brought kids on to dance this time, and you'll never believe what happened to she's so sweet. Why would this 12-year-old do this? What happened, Super Don?
Well, I personally love the show. I mean, you've seen the show, right?
So you think you can dance. Yeah, I never saw the kids
amazing
version.
Stuff. And sometimes they bring on these little kids that just completely wow the crowd because they're so talented, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this 12-year-old contestant gets on there for an audition, and Paula Abdul is one of the judges.
Yeah.
And as young kids sometimes do when they get a little too overly excited, this 12-year-old vomited all over Paula Abdul.
Oh, no. Paula.
Poor kid.
So she greeted this 12-year-old who's so excited with how proud she is. She gives her a hug, and she's proceeded to throw up on Paula Abdul.
Yes.
I don't know if she made it to the next round.
Oh, man.
If you look at Paula Abdul, she commented after it happened, and she said, "I've never had anyone vomit on me like that."
You know that's something you'd like to be able to say. But you know what? People that picked up little baby Scotty Bell, remember him? I've told stories about him. Remember my dad, when he first looked at me, told my mom, "Well, he's no Gregory Peck." That was the first thing he said about me. He also, because I had problems with my stomach, remember I had some problems coming out. I was projectile vomiting stuff that they gave me. I was not doing well. And so, you know, cute baby, you know, ladies would pick you up. And, you know, they go, oh, cute baby. And my dad would go, hey, lady, don't do that. Don't pick him up. And I go, blah, you know, just all over these people. So I would have been one of those people to vomit on Paula Abdul. Not intentionally, but I'm just, this is bringing back some very traumatic memories of my own.
This little kid, her name is Tahani Anderson. And when they asked her about this afterwards, the girl said that Paula Abdul squeezed her just a bit too tight and all the happiness came out on her jacket.
Okay. I don't know if I'd define that happy, but okay.
I swear that's an honest quote there.
Right? Maybe a vaccine scientist could scrape some of it up, inject it into the brains of monkeys, and say they found the cause of polio.
Hey, you know what? As absurd as that sounds, it wouldn't surprise me.
That's actually how they
did it. The poor kid will, you know, actually nowadays, the poor kid will probably become a star because of this. You know, they just look at anything that happens out of the ordinary. People are going way outside the box.
Yeah.
You know, it'll skyrocket someone into popularity. But
So kid, what's your talent? Well, I throw up on Paula Abdul on command.
Well, that reminds me of Stand By Me, the movie. You remember the big fat boy that is, he drinks castor oil before he goes to the pie eating contest.
Oh yeah.
And then he projectile vomits once he eats the pies. And then there's this chain reaction of projectile vomiting all over the place.
Man.
Yeah,
we are really
way outside the box today.
We are elevating this discussion. The next thing you know, we'll be talking about the Blazing Saddles bean eating around the fire story.
In your general direction?
With a French accent. How dare you, sir? Oh man, this is why we go outside the box, because we have to laugh. There's so much going on that you talk about the vax story and all the traumatized families, the children who are harmed, and my goodness, you know, we got to bring the vitamin L, and the vitamin L is also laughter. And you know, I don't mind covering these stories, but
you know what, we just made people laugh and we just stimulated their immune system for up to 6 hours.
Nice. Let's go for 24 hours. Let's hold over, do some more silliness. Of course, Super Don, thanks a lot for putting my rap from Autism One. Did you post that to the Facebook? I take that as a yes.
I saw Grandmaster RSV.
Nobody look at it. Don't look at it. Too late. Too late, of course. All right, well, let's take a break. Back tomorrow with Jonathan Emord as we do some Sacred Fire of Liberty discussion and more. And TMB, take us out. Tell them what they need to know.
Hey, they need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.